Hello, it's Angel. a friend of mine told me about a poet that she thought I would like. So I was reading some of his work online the other day, and I got to a poem and I read through it. And at the end of it, I was crying. I didn't realize I was crying during it. It was just moving. It was just touching. It was not sad. It was just, it just, I guess, hit home, I guess. Which is always cool. Because it's one thing I love about literature, what I love about music, is sometimes it just, the right thing just hits you. So, of course, I sent her a text and I said, fuck you, for telling me about it, because I'm typically someone that's very in control of our emotions, that really takes something. And most of the time, if I'm not in control of my emotions, I can't even explain what's affecting me, if that makes sense. Probably not, who knows. But so I'm gonna start with that poem and go from there. It's the author's name is Rudy Francisco, and the poem's called A Lot Like You. I was told the average girl begins to plan her wedding at the age of 7. She picks the colors and the cake first. By the age of 10, she knows time and location. By 17, she's already chosen a gown, 2 bridesmaids, and a maid of honor. By 23, she's waiting for a man who won't break out in hives when he hears the word commitment. Someone who doesn't smell like a band-aid drenched and lonely. Someone who isn't a temporary solution to the empty side of the bed. Someone who'll hold her hand like it's the only one they've ever seen. To be honest, I don't know what kind of tux I'll be wearing. I have no clue what my wedding will look like. But I imagine the woman who pins my last to hers will butterfly down the aisle like a 5-foot promise. I imagine her smile will be so large that you'll see it on Google Maps and know exactly where our wedding is being held. The woman that I plan to marry will have champagne in her walk, and I will get drunk on her footsteps. When the pastor asks if I take this woman to be my wife, I will say yes before he finishes the sentence. I'll apologize later for being impolite, but I will also explain to him that our first kiss happened 6 years ago, and I've been practicing my yes for past 265 days. When people ask me about my wedding, I never really know what to say. But when they ask me about my future wife, I always tell them her eyes are the only Christmas lights that deserve to be seen all year long. I say she thinks too much, misses her father, loves to laugh, and she's terrible at lying, because her face never figured out how to do it correctly. I tell them if my alarm clock sounded like her voice, my snooze button would collect dust. I tell them if she came in a bottle, I would drink her until my vision is blurry, my friends take away my keys. If she was a book, I would memorize her table of contents. I would read her cover to cover, hoping to find typos, just so we can both have a few things to work on. Because aren't we all unfinished? Don't we all need a little editing? Aren't we all waiting to be proofread by someone? Aren't we all praying they will tell us that we make sense? She don't always make sense, but her imperfections are the things I love about her the most. I don't know when I will be married. I don't know where I will be married. But I do know this. Whenever I'm asked about my future wife, I always say, she's a lot like you. I didn't cry. I've read it quite a few times since I discovered it. I mean, it's great. It's such a good poem. But my favorite part is the part where he says, "If she was a book, I would memorize her table of content. I would read her cover to cover, hoping to find typos, just so we can both have a few things to work on. Because aren't we all unfinished? Don't we all need a little editing? Aren't we all wanting to be proofread by someone? Aren't we all praying they will tell us that we make sense?" I love that. Because I do find myself, when I'm talking to someone, or I'm sure I do it in audios when I'm emailing people and just communicating with anyone, really, I will catch myself and I'll really say, I don't know if that makes sense. Certainly we're all unfinished and always growing and changing and needing to be edited, you know, and we need help with that. We can't do it all alone. Some of us try. I certainly am one of those people that tries very hard to do everything on her own. But I know that there's nothing wrong with asking for a little help. Anyways, I was not that little girl at 7 and then 10, what do you say? 7, 10, 17, and 23. I was not that little girl or that girl at all that dreamt about her wedding, dreamt about the names of her future children. It was never me. Never. So I thought the girls, like, I thought my little friends and stuff were crazy. I'm like, what? And it wasn't because I didn't like boys or wasn't interested in those things. I don't know if it just seemed so far away. But then once I got older, I realized it really wasn't something I wanted. You know, there's some things we just know about ourselves. We don't need to soul search. We don't even have to think about it. There are just things we automatically know we want in our life, and others we know we don't want. But there are a lot of other things we don't even realize we want or need until the wrong thing, that totally wrong thing, gets put in our lap. It could be simple, like a type of drink or you know, you just taste awful and you're like, oh, okay, well, never doing that again. Or style of clothes where you're like, oh, that's really in fashion and I'm going to try it on. And you try it on, and you're like, I will never go in public looking like this ever. Or it could be bigger, like a job that we really thought we wanted. And then we get into that job position and we're like, oh, no, this isn't for us. Or a relationship, a friendship, a romantic relationship. There's so many relationships out there. Life is all about learning, and even though I've had some shitty times, everyone that's alive has had moments of, oh my gosh, how am I gonna get through this, or this sucks. The thing is, you just don't showcase it. You learn what you can from it and just move on and and focus on the things you want and the things that make you happy. There's things about me. I've been the same since I'm little. Like, I love Disney. I hate snakes. I love to swim. I hate to do the dishes. Like, it's consistent since I was very little. Very young. But other things, as I grow and change, my views just are different. Like, if you would have told me when I was 18... that I would love a pair of rough, strong hands around my throat while I'm being fucked, or that I even use the word fucked, because at 18, I didn't even cuss. I would have been terrified and probably joined the convent, joined the nuns, and been like, I'm preventing this terrible thing from happening. But, you know, you can't help the direction that you grow and the things that become important to you. It's just, you just develop into, you know, more of the person you're meant to be, you can't help it. Just like you can't help what you like and what you don't like. You can't help what turns you on and what doesn't turn you on. It's just what makes you you. You know, there's things that aren't important at one part of your life and are so important in another. And there's always, you know, important times in your life or moments in your life where you really need to priority check and to make sure you're growing and changing and into a person you want to be. Because I think there's moments in life where you're like, how did I get here? Like I said, I wasn't that little girl. I wasn't that teenage girl. I wasn't, you know, the girl in the early 20s that was like, yep, I know, you know, I want to be married. I never wanted that. I still don't know if that's what I want. But I do know now. I want arms to wrap around me and just protect me from the world sometimes. I'm strong, I'm independent, but sometimes I just want to melt into somebody else and for them to make it all better. And I want a head in my lap and hair to play with and just to be able to fix somebody's bad day. And I want a 3 a.m. tea party for two where we just talk about our dreams and hopes and whatever else is there to talk about. And I want a voice that when they say my name, all my worries just stop. All my racing thoughts, all, you know, how you get in those moments of just, you're worrying so much, you're just not even in the moment. And I just want someone to say my name. And in their voice, there's just that tone that is just like, it all just falls out of my brain. And I want hands to hold when mine are cold and empty or lost, when I'm fidgeting, someone to know that I need to be stilled. And I want a heart that beats faster when I'm near. I want a heart that beats and puts me to sleep every night. I don't know if that's cheesy or not. We just know some of the things we want, and there's other things we just don't even realize are important to us. And there's other things we think are so important to us until we stop and really question it. You know, question ourselves, why has this been so important to me for so long? Why have I been working so hard to get this when it doesn't even really seem to matter? I don't know. I love learning about people. I love learning anything people tell me. I'm fascinated with learning and listening to people. I mean, granted, I have plenty to say, but I love sitting back and meeting new people and just listening to them. Listening to how they think and their views on the world. And sometimes I'm really taken back by the way people think. And other times I'm not surprised at all. But yeah. I don't know. I didn't really have a direction for this pillow talk. The poem just made me think about how there's some things you just know. And I think that's so cool. Because I think, at least for me, I'm so uncertain about so many things. I always worry if I made the right decision. I'm constantly weighing the pros and cons of decisions I've made. And I mean, certain ones, obviously, you just can't take back. You just have to go with. But, I don't know, it just made me think. So, just some of my thoughts. I hope you enjoyed them. I don't know, maybe you just fell asleep. This was probably a good one to fall asleep to. Anyways, thanks for listening, and I will talk to you all very soon. Bye.